Module 7, Generating Solutions, Part 2. This module presents additional tools and information to consider when generating solutions as part of the creative problem-solving process. The Morphological Matrix. Fritz Zwicky developed a method for general morphological analysis in the 1960s. The method has since been applied to many different fields. It is a method of listing examples of different attributes or issues to an item or problem, and randomly combining the different examples to form a solution. Depending on the number of issues or attributes identified, there can be quite a large number of possible combinations. The morphological matrix is a grid with several different columns. The problem solvers enter a specific attribute or issue about the item or problem at the top of each column. Then, for each column, problem solvers generate a list of examples for that attribute. Once there are many different ideas in the columns, the solutions can be combined strategically or randomly. While some combinations naturally are incompatible, problem solvers should not rule out ideas until they reach the analysis phase of the problem-solving process. For complex problems, computer-assisted morphological assessment can be done. However, for the scope of this course, we will look at a simple example that can be done by hand. As an example, let's look at the traffic problems experienced at a new elementary school. The administrative staff of the school has identified the problem statement as: get approximately 500 students to class safely, on time, and with no more than a 5-minute wait for parents and drivers in the neighborhood. A few sample attributes to this problem are safety, timeliness, pedestrians, and drivers. A sample chart might look like this. This matrix can help identify different considerations of the problem. It can also help formulate comprehensive solutions to complex problems. The six thinking hats. Dr. Edward de Bono introduced a concept for thinking more effectively in groups in his book, Six Thinking Hats. The premise of this idea is that the brain thinks about things in a number of different ways. The identified different categories of thought are assigned to a color-coded hat as described below. The hats provide a structured way to think about different aspects of a problem. Number 1, white hat, facts and information. This hat includes information collected or identified as missing. Number 2, red hat, feelings and emotion. This hat includes feelings, including gut reactions to ideas or items identified in another area. Number 3, black hat, critical judgment. This hat includes details about obstacles to solving the problem or other negative connotations about an item or idea. Since people are naturally critical, it is important to limit black hat thinking to its appropriate role. Number 4, yellow hat, positive judgment. This hat is the opposite of the black hat. It includes details about the benefits of an idea or issue, or thoughts about favoring an idea. It is still critical thinking and judgment as opposed to blind optimism. Number 5, green hat, alternatives in learning. This hat concerns ideas about new possibilities in thinking about implications rather than judgments. Green hat thinking covers the full spectrum of creativity. Number 6, blue hat, the big picture. This hat serves as the facilitator of the group thinking process. This hat can be used to set objectives both for the problem-solving process and the thinking session itself. The Six Thinking Hat methodology allows a deliberate focusing during problem-solving sessions with an agreed-upon sequence and time limit to each hat. It ensures that everyone in the group is focused on a particular approach at the same time, rather than having one person reacting emotionally, red hat, while others are being objective, white hat, and still another is wearing the black hat to form critical judgments of ideas. The green hat is the main thinking hat for generating solutions in the problem-solving process. The other hats can be used as a reminder of the rules of productive brainstorming sessions, such as limiting critical judgment, positive and negative, yellow and black hats. The Blink Method. Malcolm Gladwell popularizes scientific research about the power of the adaptive unconscious in his book Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking. Gladwell's premise is that, in an age of information overload, our decisions based on limited information are often as good as or better than decisions made with ample critical thinking. In the examples and research Gladwell presents, experts and average subjects alike are better able and happier with choices made through what he calls thin slicing, or coming to a conclusion with limited information. An example presented is the case in which many experts identify a statue as a fake, when the museum that spent money on the statue did not identify it as such with weeks of research. Gladwell also presents the cautions of the adaptive unconscious. Our power to make effective decisions by tapping into this power can be corrupted by personal likes and dislikes and stereotypes. Rapid intuitive judgment can have disastrous consequences, as presented in his example of an innocent man shot on his own doorstep 41 times by New York policemen. Gladwell summarizes the dilemma between when to tap into our unconscious and when to use a more critical approach as thus. On straightforward choices, deliberate analysis is best. When questions of analysis and personal choice start to get complicated, when we have to juggle many different variables, then our unconscious thought process may be superior. Case study. Judy and George were stuck late at work, figuring out how to organize an important corporate function which will take place the following Sunday. Their notes were scattered across the desk and their room was in a state of disorganization until George suggested that they use the morphological matrix to work out their problem. He asked Judy for her list of ideas on how they could stagger their arrivals, organize the eats, and set out the schedule for the meeting and the speeches. Judy provided her ideas and George gave his own, and together they placed them in a table layout to create the best possible solutions. George was relieved that they could contain their thoughts, use critical judgment, and create a solution based on the table.